moving forward, how can Ms. Harris use this information that she's gotten from Sam in the debrief conversation to prevent his behavior from escalating when he encounters a trigger? And one really easy thing she can do is use pre-corrects. When she's giving instructions for independent work, it's a good idea to remind all students that if they miss something, they should ask for help. Ms. Harris needs to make sure to reinforce those requests for help by providing it in appropriate ways that are sensitive to the situation. Student asks for help publicly, provide help publicly. Student asks for help privately, come on over and don't talk across the room just to help protect their dignity. Also, Ms. Harris can make sure to give really clear instructions. She did state her instructions clearly, but she stated them once and moved on. A good thing to do, just as a classroom management tactic, is to always check for understanding after delivering instructions. And there are a lot of different ways that can be done. One way is to simply say, all right, who can tell me the first thing we need to do? And call in a volunteer to say what the first step of the instruction was. Who can tell me the second thing to do? And so on and so forth. Finally, regarding the clarity of instructions, it's going to be helpful not only to students like Sam, but the other students of Ms. Harris's, if the instructions are accessible throughout the work period. So it's not a one-time statement. If you snooze, you lose. Write them down on the board, just like Sam suggested in the debrief conversation. Project them on a slide if you're using a PowerPoint slide deck, and just make sure students have access to them, because even if they heard them the first time, maybe they get into the assignment and forget what the next step is. That is good for everyone and certainly going to be good for Sam. And of course, Ms. Harris, now that she knows more about Sam and his triggers, will be more vigilant and looking out for signs so that then she can swoop in and intervene quietly to support him.